Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
It's a great pleasure to welcome Grant Grobelaar to this edition of Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and we catch up and chat to a lot of people out there associated with running who are in the running scene. And Grant's a great personality. Recently at the Old Mutual Golden Gate Challenge, we spent a couple of the days, of the 3 days together. Grant, far more experienced than me out on the trails, but just running in general. Grant, thanks for joining us on Run Talk SA today.
You're very welcome. It was good meeting you at the Golden Gate Challenge.
Likewise, Grant, and very interesting. What I love about trail in any race, you just meet people and there's these experiences, and everyone has done different races or has experienced a race before you and has some wisdom to share, as you had for me at the Golden Gate Challenge. But just firstly, running, why is it your sport?
Whoa, I've been running for a while, and going on 30 years now, I'm giving my age away. But it's just something that, I just like being out there, just being in the fresh air, meeting mates, chatting. Just, it gets me away from the pressures of, day-to-day life, I think. People often laugh at me, when they say, it sort of keeps me sane. I'm told that if I don't run, I'm grumpy. So I go out there and run. So, it's part of who I am, really.
Well, I think that's a great point you have there, Grant. Any runner, their partners or whoever will tell you that. If there's a slump and you've been sick and you've been out of action, you really are, because it's almost like a drug running, and it pulls you in. And when you're doing it, it really does keep you grounded. And you touched on busyness and hecticness. You're also based up in Johannesburg, and generally we live very hectic lives. It's a great escape. And I mean, the added benefit, you're getting out, as you said, and you're getting fit and healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those, healthy mind, healthy body things. We work really hard. I run a small business, and there's a lot of pressures at work. There's always pressures had with kids and family and all that stuff. But I think running's that little bit outside of that, that gives you time to think and time to reflect a little bit.
Grant, personally, what is your sort of favorite mileage and races? Do you do a bit of on and off road? What is your running niche?
I used to do a lot of road running, and as I've got older and I joke a little bit slower, I tend to do more trail stuff. And then, the joke is always that as you get slower, you go from road to trail and then to mountain running. But I just think I enjoy the variety. I don't race much anymore, but I really just enjoy being out there. I still run the roads during the week and run the trails when I get a chance. I think each one is different and each one has its appeal.
For sure. Tell us a little bit more about Johannesburg being based here. I mean, they are fantastic. People who don't know Johannesburg, we have hills everywhere. May not be too long and too steep, but wherever you go, you're running up and down, and it's quite difficult. What are some of your favorite routes? Where do you tend to train in Johannesburg?
Oh, I love Joburg. There's nothing better than running on a morning. I always think about sort of September, October, and the jacarandas are out, and you're running through Saxon Wold or wherever, and they're in full bloom. I think Joburg is spectacular from a running perspective. As you say, it's a little bit hilly, but I think that's a good thing. But I run all over. I got a couple of soft spots for me. I got a soft spot for the zoo area. I tend to run around there quite often. I make a point of stopping and having a look to see if the cheetah's there or the wild dogs. Actually, I've seen them quite often lately, so I enjoy that. I quite enjoy going up Westcliff Stairs and going up there. But typically around those sort of northern suburbs areas where I do most of my training, Northcliffe Hill holds an appeal. I guess having run almost Rockies 21 being my second race ever. I really got a soft spot for the hill there. And people who run with me will know that I actually do rather enjoy climbing. So where there's a hill, I think I enjoy running there. So Joburg is well suited to me.
I agree with you there. It's something I also enjoy. I noticed that in that race we ran together as well, how you just love the climbing. And We are blessed in Joburg. You talked about Northcliffe, but that ridge line runs all the way across the city. I'm very close to Linksfield Ridge and plenty of areas to run up there. But you talked about Westcliff Stairs. You talked about running past the zoo. It's absolutely incredible the kind of variety we have in Johannesburg. And people think it's this built-up metropolis. You can run in Emerentia. You can run along the Spruit. There's the best of both worlds.
As you were saying that, I was thinking just about the Spruit. Yeah, you can run, and we often do, for sort of from where sort of Bordeaux area all the way into Emerentia. There's a great little loop at the top around the trees and all the way back past the dam. And I guess you're talking 15, 20 Ks quite easily, just off road. So that's without going over, yeah, the zoo and those sorts of areas. So there really is a wide variety. And I love it. I mean, you look at the Delta Park, yeah, in the mornings. It's like rush hour. There's cyclists and runners and everybody's out. It really is amazing.
How fantastic to see. And you touched on Rockies being your first race. Johannesburg pretty much in running season. Every single weekend, actually sometimes more than one race a weekend, there are races. There are numerous races, some fantastic races steeped in history. I know we had a chat a while ago about the Diskin 21 early January. Pirates, you talked about Northcliffe Half. I love that hill, the Pick and Pay, but there's just so many. What are some of the best races that you like in and around Johannesburg?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There are so many great races. Yeah. I don't race as much now as I used to, but I met this Kim. Yeah, I ran for this called the Bliss many years ago, and that was a great start. Pirates holds an appeal because of the tough hill. Yeah, I run for RAC, so Tough One has a special place. I think I did my 21st Tough One this year. Most of them I did as helpers runs, but I've run a couple on the actual race. So yeah, it's not called Tough One for nothing. That one's good. I love the 21 series in the middle of the year. Yeah, there's Old Eds, there's Wanderers, there's a couple of others that I do. Essentially, everyone's interesting. Everyone's a little bit different. So I think there are so many. Pick one or two, try different ones. It's always good to try something new.
And Grant, you said you've been running for close on 30 years. Outside of Johannesburg, what's been some of the highlights for you from a sort of racing perspective?
Oh, there's some great ones. Years ago, and I think it's back again, there was the 32 up in Sabi. That was always, I used to love going there. The club used to go there every year. That's my best 21. My best 32 time is still there. So that was great. I hear it's a 21 now. I need to go back. And then there's the trails. Yeah. I ran Whale of Trail a year ago, their very first one. That was spectacular. The scenery is absolutely incredible. Yeah, just to be so privileged to be able to run along the beachfront there, to see little coves that you would never get to see ordinarily. Having said that, boy, was it tough. There's a reason it's a 5-day hiking trail. And of course, Puffer, I've done it once, and that's the most incredible experience. Yeah, from Cape Point to just about near the waterfront, over the mountain. Yeah, that really is special. It owes me a few hours though. Yeah, I really struggled in the middle part, so I'll go back again and train a bit. And then there's others that one of my very favorites is Kakuza. Yeah, I've run in Kakuza a couple of times. Yeah, there was even a time that I was running along and I'm watching the other side of the road, and all of a sudden the lead group comes back, a huge group of guys running together, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And I find out later that a lioness had stepped out into the road where the lead runner was, and they all decided to run home together. So that's got a special appeal. And then there's ones I want to do. I'd love to run things like Wild Coast. I'd love to do Richtersveld. I'd love to run up more around the Kruger. Yeah, I think there's just so many possibilities.
Oh, there really is. And a lot of respect your way saying you've run a Puffer. I've heard the Puffer is incredibly tough, but an absolutely amazing race. And Skakuza as well, having done the Old Mutual Kuruga to Canyon, the inaugural one a few months ago. You know, a lot of people there were talking about Skakuza and what an amazing race that is. Grant, running is great, racing is great, but the key essence of it is it's not just about that. It is that escapism and that ability just to be able to step out your front door and have a way to keep healthy, keep fit, and as we've touched on, just keep sane.
Absolutely. I think that's what it is. It's the camaraderie. It's the friends you make. Yeah. All my best friends are my running mates. You know, we meet a couple of times during the week to run. We meet at club runs on the weekend. Yeah. And we have something to talk about. We have something to discuss initially. And it's something that keeps us close. So, and then of course it's just the thing about being out there. Yeah. To me, just being outside, being in the fresh air, looking at the trees, listening to the birds. Yeah. It really is special. Yeah, we're really privileged to be able to go out and do that.
Well, Grant, some great advice there and some really interesting stories. I loved the one about Skakuza and the lioness. And as you've touched on, just being out there, being active is what it's about, and encouraging that to the people around us, especially our children and our families. So thanks again for your time and for joining us here on Run Talk SA. We'll be back with you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.